It's my desire this afternoon to speak as pastorally to you as I possibly can.
今天下午我希望以一个非常充满牧养的心来讲这段信息。
Because our psalm helps, our psalm that we are seeing this afternoon is a psalm about walking through difficult trials.
因为我们今天下午要看的诗篇会帮助我们如何的经过困难。
And I'm under no delusions that everyone in here comes this week on a spiritual high and with everything going so great in life that you hardly know what to do with yourself.
我不会当作大家来到这里，每个人都是毫无问题，而且是在属灵的高潮，这个不是我的假设。
Life is difficult and sometimes it's discouraging.
生命是艰难的，也有些时候令我们非常的灰心。
And being a Christian does not exempt us from that kind of sorrow.
身为一个基督徒，我们也避免不了这样的悲哀。
If we thought rightly about our Lord Jesus Christ, we would realize that it would have to be that way.
如果我们对耶稣基督的认识是正确的话，我们会发现这一种事实，这都是事实。
Scripture says that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
因为圣经告诉我们他是一个有忧愁的人。
Jesus knew what it was like to be betrayed by his closest friends.
耶稣基督知道被最亲的朋友出卖的感觉。
Jesus knew what it was like to weep over those who were unresponsive to his love.
他也明白了那一种感受是因为有人拒绝他的爱心，他就为此哭泣。
Jesus knew physical suffering, he knew spiritual suffering, all while being a perfect man without sin.
无论是肉体上的苦楚还是属灵上的苦楚，耶稣基督都一一以一个人类的身份来经过。
And yet somehow in the body of Christ, somehow in the church,When we're going through trials, it tends to isolate us and cause us to doubt and even bring a sense of guilt that maybe if I had more faith, I wouldn't be going through these difficulties.
不过在教会耶稣基督的肢体里面，有些时候因为艰难会使一些人被隔开来，以为自己可能是因为缺乏信心，所以才会有受苦。
And what I'd like to do this afternoon is maybe bring some light and shine it into that darkness and dispel some of those shadows in your mind, even if the outward difficulties will not go away as a result.
所以今天下午我希望在你心里面的一些黑暗之处发一些光，让你知道这一些都不是真实的，虽然讲完之后你外在的苦难还是存在。
Now the Psalms teach us that various trials will come through the life of a godly man.
诗篇教导我们一个属灵的人生命里面会常常有试炼。
And they are sometimes profoundly uncomfortable.
而且有些时候这种试炼会让我们深深的感到不舒服。
And so with those introductory thoughts in mind, let's go to Psalm 3 and read it together as a way to get into the text.
所以当我们在思考这一些的时候，让我们翻到诗篇第三篇。
Psalm 3 says, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain.I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people.
诗篇第三篇第一节，耶和华，我的敌人何其加增！有许多人起来攻击我，有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助，但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山上应允我。我躺下睡觉， 我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。耶和华啊，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。救恩属乎耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。
Now, when I read the psalm, I neglected to read the inscription that is just below the title of the psalm.
在读这篇诗篇的时候，我没有读到之前的那一个题词。
And that background information that is represented there is very significant for helping us understand the depth of feeling that is expressed in what is written here.
其实题词的背景是非常的重要，因为它让我们明白了这里这个感觉到底有多么的深。
The inscription tells us that it was a psalm of David when he was fleeing, when he fled from Absalom, his son.
题词那里告诉我们大卫逃避他儿子亚沙龙的时候作的诗。
And so this psalm was written at an extraordinarily difficult time in David's life.
所以大卫是在一段非常艰难的时候写的这一篇诗。
You'll remember that David had sinned with Bathsheba.
我们记得大卫与拔示巴犯的罪。
And if you'll turn over to 2 Samuel 12, we'll see some background that will help us interpret this psalm properly.
如果我们翻到撒母耳记下第十二章的话，我们会看见一些背景来让我们更加明白这段诗篇。
As a result of David's sin, God said that there would be punishment that would come to him.
因为大卫犯了罪，神告诉他他会受到惩罚。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 10, it says, Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me,and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife.
第撒母耳记下十二章第十节，你既藐视我，娶了次人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。
And so because David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he had arranged for Uriah to be her husband Uriah to be killed in battle.God said, "You have violated my holiness, and there must be discipline that is brought into your life as a result, and it will be very painful."
因为大卫与拔示巴犯了奸淫的罪，然后大卫也将乌利亚，就是拔示巴的他的丈夫派上战场那里受死，所以神告诉他，你犯了严重的罪，得罪了我的圣洁，所以你的家乡永无宁日。
Sorrow would come up in David's life from within his own household.
从他自己的家人会带给他悲哀。
Those who were closest to him would be the source of his greatest heartbreak.
那些最与他最亲近的人将会是他伤心的源头。
And what scripture tells us is that his own son Absalom rose up in revolt against David's reign as king.
圣经告诉我们，大卫自己的儿子亚沙龙，他反叛他的父亲。
Look at 2 Samuel 15, verse 10.
我们看撒母耳记下十五章第十节
，where it says that Absalom, who was David's son, sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" Then 200 men went with Absalom from Jerusalem, who were invited and went innocently, and they did not know anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city Giloh while he was offering the sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom.
撒母耳记下第十五章第十节。亚沙龙打发探子走遍以色列各支派，说：“你们一听见脚声，就说亚沙龙在希伯伦做王了。亚沙龙在耶路撒冷请了200人与他同去，都是诚诚实实去的，并不知道其中的真情。亚沙龙献祭的时候，打发人去将大卫的谋士基罗人亚西多佛从他本城请了来。” 于是叛逆的势派甚大，因为随从亚撒龙的人民日渐增多。
And so David was the rightful king of Israel, but Absalom, his own son, his own flesh and blood, was gathering people up against his father in greater increasing numbers in order to cause a revolt.
所以大卫原本是以色列的真正君王，可是他的儿子亚撒龙竟然聚集了一大组人来反叛他的父亲。
And in the midst of that,The opposition to David became so outspoken that one man actually openly cursed him as David was fleeing from the revolt of his son.
当大卫逃离耶路撒冷的时候，竟然有一个人甚至咒骂大卫。
Now look at 2 Samuel 16 verse 5.
我们看撒母耳记下16章第五节。
King David came to Bahurim.And behold, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out cursing continually as he came. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were at his right hand and at his left. Then Shimei said when he cursed, get out, you man of bloodshed and worthless fellow. The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul.In whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man of bloodshed.
撒母耳记下第十六章第五节，大卫王到了巴户林，见有一个人出来，是扫罗族基拉的儿子，名叫示美。他一面走，一面咒骂，又拿石头。斩大卫王和王的臣仆，众民和勇士都在王的左右。示美咒骂说：“你这流人血的坏人呐、啊，去吧，去吧，你流扫罗全家的血，接续他做王。耶和华把这罪归在你身上，将这国交给你儿子亚撒龙。现在你自取其祸，因为你是流人血的人。”
And so it's a very dark hour for David.
所以对大卫来说，现在的时机真是非常的昏暗。
And as we approach this psalm now, I just want to encourage you to contemplate the own dark sorrow of your own soul that you may have with you today.
所以当我们来看这篇诗的时候，我邀请你们大家思考一下你自己最昏暗的那一时刻。
If you find yourself discouraged, if you find yourself heavy-hearted,What we have here to say in Psalm 3 is designed to strengthen you and to encourage you by David's example in the inspired Word of God.
所以如果你有时非常的灰心或者是觉得很沮丧的时候，我们在第三篇诗篇这里发现神通过大卫的这个苦楚还有他的这篇诗也会鼓励我们。
And the question is, how do you make a constructive spiritual response to those hours of sorrow?
问题是我们在那一种悲哀的时候，有如何有建设性的去应对呢？
Sometimes the feeling, sometimes the senses is that if I am downcast, that I have to withdraw from God. We're tempted to draw away from the very source of our comfort.
有些时候在我们生命里面最昏暗的时候，我们灰心沮丧的时候，我们会被引诱要远离神，远离那一位其实给我们鼓励的源头。
Well, let David's reaction to his deep trials strengthen you to come boldly to your God in the same way that we're going to see that David did.
我们要用大卫的例子来教导我们，在这一种时刻，昏暗的时刻，我们必须来到神的面前，因为只有神才能够支撑我们。
And so the question is, how do you do that? How do you walk with God through trials?
所以问题是我们应该怎样与神一同行呢？尤其是通过试炼的时候。
Well, first of all, you bring your trouble to God.
首先我们要将麻烦带到神那里去。
You bring your trouble to God. Let me repeat that because that's the first point in today's message.
你要将麻烦带到神那里去，这个是今天信息的第一点。
You see, you don't go off and collapse in a corner in in utter despair, as if your situation has no hope.
我们不应该去到一个角落头，然后在那里坐下来，因为我们是非常的沮丧，我们不应该这样做。
You don't let anxiety grip your heart and cause you to be paralyzed.
你不要因为有焦急而困扰你的心，导致你什么都做不成。
You don't play the part of false bravado and try to pretend that it doesn't bother you.
你也不要假设这一切都没有影响到你。
And you don't go and isolate yourself from your God. No, you bring your trouble to God.
你也不应该向神给隔离了，而且你不将你的麻烦带到那里去。
Here in Psalm 3, what you see is that David realistically describes his problem to God.
在诗篇第三篇，大卫很真实地将他的麻烦给跟神形容。
In light of everything that we read in 2 Samuel, now look at the first two verses of Psalm 3. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Selah.
所以当我们读了这个撒母耳记下，知道那个背景之后，我们再度看诗篇第三篇，耶和华啊。我的敌人何其加增，有许多人起来攻击我，有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助。希拉。
David consciously invokes his God in the midst of the threat.
在这些许多的威胁当中，大卫很自觉地呼叫他的神。
And I want to focus your attention on the very beginning of verse 1 because it's easy to read over that far too quickly.
我要你们注意第一节，因为我们很容易就错过了。
David addresses God by the name Lord. In the English text, it's in all capital letters.
大卫称神为耶和华。
It's the Hebrew name Yahweh.
这个是希伯来文亚卫。
And that name speaks of God's covenant relationship with his people.
这一个名字代表了神与他的人民有约。
That name speaks of God's promise to bless his people and to be with them through their difficulties and protect them.
这一个名字形容了神会与他的选民同在，而且在困难的时候神会保守他们。
Turn back to Exodus chapter 6. I want you to see how God himself uses the name Yahweh to inform the way that we understand Psalm 3.
我们回到出埃及记第六章，在那里神用了这个名字来形容自己。
Exodus 6 verse 6.
出埃及记六章六节。
God says to Moses, Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord.
出埃及记六章六节，神在跟摩西说话，所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。我起誓应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地，我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
And so in that passage, dealing with Moses when they were under the burden of slavery to Egypt.God says, I am a God of deliverance to my people.
就在这一段经文里面，当时以色列正是埃及的奴仆，可是神却告诉他们，我是一个救赎的神。
There is a promise of intimacy. You will be my people and I will be your God.
这里有一个应许，神会与他们亲近，因为神说，你们 会是我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。
And there is an element that God fulfills His promises. He says, "I will bring you to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob."
而且这里也有提到神要保守他的应许，因为他说他会启示应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地，就赐给你们为业。
And so this name Yahweh is a very intimate name. It invokes a rich history of God's faithfulness to His people.
所以耶和华这个名字是非常的深含义的，因为在历史里面这里提到了神会对他的选民会有信实。
And so it's to that faithful, promise-keeping, powerful deliverer that David is addressing his prayer here in Psalm 3.
所以大卫在诗篇第三篇这里就是向这一位伟大守约的救赎的神祷告。
And so in his weakness and in his difficulty and his sorrow, he approaches God humbly and says, "O Lord, how my adversaries have increased."
所以大卫这里虽然软弱，而且经过困难苦楚，他却来到神的面前祷告说，有许多人起来攻击我，我的敌人何其加增。
He goes into the presence of God and declares his troubles plainly.
他来到神的面前，向神宣告他的这个麻烦。
And notice how he talks about the ever-expanding nature of his difficulties. My adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God.
在这里他提到了有许许多多的人正在与他敌对，我的敌人何其加增。有许多人起来攻击我，有许多人议论我说他得不着神的帮助。
And so troubles were surrounding David like a swarm of bees. He was being stung by many different problems in many different directions at many different times.
所以麻烦很像一窝蜂一样的在大卫的周围，他不断的被这些麻烦从不同的角度盯他。
He was facing physical struggles in a military sense.There were military foes against him, and there were spiritual struggles as people were undermining his confidence in his God.
他有面对物质上的麻烦，也就是在军事在打仗，而且他在属灵上也遇见了麻烦，因为有人正在针对他的神的救恩在控告他。
You can almost hear the weary sighing in his voice as he prays.
你差不多听得见大卫正在感叹的声音。
And the word Selah there at the end of verse 2 indicates that we need to pause and think about this for a moment.
第二节的结束那里有一个词叫做希拉，这个词其实是叫我们要暂停思考。
It calls us to think about the reality of trouble in the spiritual life.
他呼召我们要在属灵生命上考虑到属灵生命是有危机的。
Think about how your troubles come.
你们试想想你们的麻烦如何来到。
That it is often at the hands of the people that you used to trust.
很多时候是来自你所信任的那些人的手。
It sometimes comes from the hands of people that you have been faithful to, but they return evil for the good that you have shown to them.
有些时候这些人是你对他们忠心的，可是他们却以恶报恩。
People who used to be your friends are now making life difficult for you.
那一些曾经是你的朋友的人，却现在给你的生命带来麻烦。
The spouse that you trusted now doesn't seem to have time for you.
你所相信的妻子或丈夫，现在既然没有时间管你。
And that makes life miserable.
这个使到生命非常的惨。
Well, here's the thing that Psalm 3 encourages us in, beloved.
诗篇在这里就鼓励了我们，亲爱的。
It teaches us that we can bring those troubles honestly to God without fear of God turning us away or rebuking us in the midst of our sorrow.
他教导我们在面对困难的时候，我们能够将这些困难带到神那里去，神不会遗弃我们。
Part of your opportunity and part of your responsibility in your sorrows is to take the time Set aside a period of time and go in an unhurried way into the presence of God in prayer and say, Lord, I have these problems before me and I am coming to you as my promise-keeping, faithful God and declaring the troubles of my soul in your presence.
所以当你面对困难的时候，你的责任就是要跟去到神那里，而且要向他诉苦。不过你不可以急急忙忙的去，你要慢慢的去向神诉苦，告诉他关于你所面对的困难，因为他是守约而且是信实的神。
And so we're not supposed to simply grit our teeth and bear our way through it. We're supposed to humble ourselves and with a spirit of dependence come before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm hurting here. Lord, this is difficult. Lord, sorrow is about to drown me. I need your help.
所以我们不应该咬紧牙根自己冲过去，我们所应该做的就是来到神的面前，然后告诉神这些苦楚是非常的多，已经快要淹没我了，请你帮我。
And so that's the first aspect of it. You bring your trouble to God.
所以第一点就是我们要将麻烦带到神那里。
Now, lots of Christians will do that part.
不过有很多基督徒都会这么做。
What will distinguish your response and help you to grow spiritually is if you will go to the next step that not too many people will enter into.
可是你如果是能够行到下一步的话，你就能够变分把自己分辨开来，证明你是一个成熟的基督徒，因为许多基督徒不会做下一步。
Some Christians seem to enjoy their trouble almost, and they glory in the sorrow and the sympathy that it can generate, and they sink down, but they're not really trying to get out of it. They're content to dwell in their sorrow and stay there.
有些基督徒甚至是似乎喜悦在麻烦当中，因为当他们在这个麻烦当中会夺到很多人的同情，所以他们好像惯于处在麻烦当中，他们不希望跳出来。
But if you're in the midst of sorrow and difficulty, you're not supposed to dwell in that and find comfort, find a sense of satisfaction there. You are supposed to grow spiritually from it, and you are to find the peace and the spiritual growth that leads you to a place of contentment despite your sorrows.
所以当你面对苦难或者是悲哀的时候，你不应该满足于当在悲哀当中。你如果是要在属灵上面成长的话，你必须要逃离这一种悲哀，而且要到一个另外一个地方去。
How do you do that? Point number two, you bring your God to your trouble.
所以你要如何这么做呢？就是第二点，将神带到麻烦那里。
It's not enough to simply say, God, I have this problem, please help me, amen.
你不应该只是告诉神我有问题，你请帮我，阿们。
What we need to see from this psalm is that the spiritual life that we are called to requires us to engage our efforts in meditation and trust in a way that changes our perspective on our trials.
诗篇教导我们在面对苦楚的时候，我们必须在属灵方面有所成长，然后在这些苦难当中我们能够得到平安。
And you do that by remembering who God is, what his character is like, and letting that filter through how you interpret the difficulties that are around you in your life.
我们要纪念神到底是谁，而且纪念神的属性，因为当我们这么做的时候，我们就能够以这一个来过滤是这个生命的带来的苦难。
Look at what he says in verse 3.
让我们看第三节。
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head.
但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。
Notice what he does here. This is very simple and yet it is very significant.
你看他这里做什么，其实是非常的简单，不过非常的必要。
And this is where so many of us so often fall short.
这里就是我们常常许多人都亏缺的。
And it probably explains why you never seem to quite really grow in the midst of your trials.
可能这个就能够解释，让我们知道为什么在苦楚的时候我们不会成长。
David stops talking to God about his trouble and he starts talking to God about God.
大卫停止了告诉神关于他的麻烦，他开始谈论神的属性。
He declares in the presence of God who he knows God to be.
他在神的面前宣告他所认识的神是什么样的。
He says, Lord, I have these difficulties, but let's talk about something else. Let's talk about you. You are a shield about me.
大卫似乎是说，神啊，我有这些苦难，我有这些难题，不过我们转换话题吧，我们现在谈一谈你，你是我的盾牌。
He's using a metaphor to describe the way that God interacts with his people.
他在用一个比喻告诉我们，神是这样对待他的人民的。
God protects him like a shield protects the vital organs of a soldier.
神保护他的人民，就如同盾牌保护着一个士兵的武藏。
While he was walking, although he was walking through the valley of a very difficult trial, he said, "I'm walking through this with you. I'm going to come out of this okay because you are a God who protects your people."
大卫是在说，我虽然是经过了这个困难的低谷，不过是神你与我一同经过，我知道你会保护你的人民。
And so without his circumstances changing whatsoever, he is declaring who God is and what he expects God to do based on the promises that God has made.
所以虽然外在的这个情况毫无改变，不过大卫形容了这位神到底是谁，而且他能够期望神做什么。
He says, God, I've got foes all around me, but there's something more important at stake here. You are my shield, and you will protect me, and you will deliver me.
大卫在说，神啊，有许多的敌人围绕着我，不过你是我的盾牌，你会救赎我。
Now here's what I want you to do right now.
我现在要你们这样做。
At this, right at this point in the message, I want you to think about the difficulties that you have, that you brought into the room, brought into the camp this week, and some of the things that make your heart really heavy.
现在在这一刻时间，我要你们思想一下，你带着什么样子的困难来到这个地方。
Because whatever is coming to your mind right now is the exact issue that God is trying to address in your life through this passage of Scripture to teach you how to grow through it.
因为你无论面对了什么样子的困难，如果这个困难现在来到你的脑海，就是神要利用这一篇诗来针对你的这一个困难。
You have been discouraged and you have been tempted to doubt whether God cares about your problem and whether God has the power to deliver you from that problem.
你可能灰心，你也可能被引诱思想神是否愿意帮你，甚至是神有没有能力帮你。
Look, what you need to do right now is you need to affirm in your heart in the presence of God, you need to address God if you're a Christian and say, God,Despite everything that has made me sorrowful, I believe that you are my shield. I believe that you are my protector. And I believe that you will provide for me and deliver me through this trial, even though I don't see how that might occur from my present vantage point.
你现在所需要做的就是转向这一位神，告诉这一位神，神，我知道你是神，你可以拯救我，你可以保护我，无论我的灾害或者是困难是什么，我都知道你有能力能够保守我。
We need to have the self-control. We need to have the confidence in God to set aside our tendency to indulge our self-pity and say, God, I'm not going to live in that realm of mental thought.I'm going to live in the realm. I'm going to let my perspective of life be defined by the fact that you are my faithful God and you always are good to your people. You are always faithful to your people. You will not abandon me to this sorrow forever.
你必须要自我控制，你必须要来到神的面前，告诉神，神啊，我知道你就是那一位能够保护我，而且能够救赎我的那一位神。你不应该在一种自怜的情况当中，不过你必须要来到神的面前。
And I say this to you sympathetically, but we have to take ourselves in hand and not indulge our temptations to self-pity.
我是充满着怜悯来劝你的，我们不应该在处在一种自怜的情况当中。
And look at what David says in verse 4 as he's prayed this way.
在我们看第四节的时候，我们看到大卫这么说。
He says, I was crying to the Lord with my voice.And he answered me from his holy mountain.
我用我的声音求告耶和华，他就从他的圣山上应允我。
He says, I've been praying this way, and I am now confident, I am so confident that God is going to be good to me in the end, that I will say before it happens that he has answered me from his holy mountain. It is so certain to occur that I can speak about it as a past tense event, even though it has not yet fully come to pass.
大卫来到神的面前的这一种祷告，代表了他对神有绝对的把握，还有信心。他知道神一定会拯救他，虽然事情还未过，不过大卫的祷告就好像是事情已经过了，神已经救赎他了，因为他对神有把握。
You see, you want to know what the point of your trial is, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter what the actual circumstances is. Let me help you understand what the point of your trial is.
你想要知道你所经历的这个苦难到底是有什么含义吗？无论是什么样子的外来情况都没有关系。不过你所经历的这个苦难都有这样的一个原因。
The point of your trial is to teach you to trust God when your circumstances don't support that act of faith.
你所面对的苦难，原因就是要教导你要信靠这一位神，虽然外在的因素导致你不能够有这种信心。
And so Christ, through his word, comes to you this afternoon,And with power says, I gave my life. I poured out my blood on the cross in order to redeem your soul from sin.
所以耶稣基督他可以这么告诉我们，我将我的命为你给舍了，在十字架上我为你流了我的宝血。
I have ascended to the right hand of the Father where I intercede for you constantly day and night without fail.
我已经升到圣父的右边，日夜的不断为你代祷。
Child of God, look up. Child of God, look to heaven and see your Savior there, continuing to intercede for you after he has already laid down his life for your salvation.
神的儿女，你必须把你的头抬起，望向天上，看见在神的右边，耶稣基督在那里为你代祷。
Having shed his blood to save you from sin, do you really think that he would abandon you in your present trial, never to rise up again and act on your behalf?
他为你的罪流了他的宝血，难道他会把你遗忘在世上，不兴起来帮助你吗？
Look at Psalm 3, verse 4 with me. At the end it says, Selah.
第三篇诗第四节最后那里又来一个希拉。
It's saying, park it here. Stop and think about what you have just heard.
也就是说你要在这里停住，你要停下来思考一下刚刚听见的。
God's character, the faithfulness of Christ,absolutely redefines your perspective on the sorrow that you've been going through.
神的属性就是耶稣基督的信实会重新的给你所面对的困难一个新的定义。
Now whether or not your circumstances change, it is your responsibility as a Christian to call the faithfulness of God, the goodness of Christ to mind and affirm that in prayer in order to find your peace.
无论你的情况有没有改变都好，你的责任就是你必须要向这一位神呼叫，因为这一位神就是为你死在十字架上的耶稣基督，会赐给你平安。
You see, it is dishonoring to God to simply run into His presence, tell Him what we want Him to do, and then leave His presence without ever recognizing who He is and affirming Him and praising Him and trusting Him in the midst of our difficulty. We have to have a bigger view of the purpose of prayer than simply to say this is about changing uncomfortable circumstances that I dislike.
如果你面对困难的时候来到神的面前，只是快快地跟他讲你的难题，然后又快快地离去，这个是不荣耀也而且是不尊敬神的。你来到神的面前不只是要向他诉苦，你也要必须认同他的属性，而且要称颂他的信实，这样才是对的。
Come into the presence of God and honor him for who he is.
你来到神的面前，你要荣耀他，尊敬他，因为他是神。
And when you take this approach, declaring your trouble before God, affirming His goodness to you in the midst of the trouble, then you can find spiritual rest.
只有当你这样做的时候，就是在这困难的当中来到神的面前，认同他，赞美他，你就能够得到属灵上的安息。
Look at verses 5 and 6.
让我们看第五、第六节。
David, having affirmed that God was his shield and his protection, now, verse 5, he says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. And his courage comes back. He says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about.
第五节，我躺下睡觉，我醒着，耶和华都保佑我。现在大卫的信心回来了，他也有把握能够这么说，虽有成万的百姓来周围攻击我，我也不怕。
Notice what has happened between verses 1 and verse 6.
你们看第一节到第六节之间到底发生了什么事。
In verse 1, there's a spirit of alarm. Oh, Lord, my adversaries have increased.
在第一节是有非常震惊的心态，神啊，我的敌人何其加增。
In verse 6 he says, I am not afraid.
第六节他说我也不怕。
Notice that his adversaries are still there. Nothing about his external circumstances have changed whatsoever.
你发现了吗？大卫的敌人还在，而且外在的因素完全没有改变。
But in his soul, he has gone from fear to faith.
不过他的灵魂是从战惊到信心。
He has gone from being afraid to being confident.
他是从畏惧那里到了现在有把握。
Nothing has changed outwardly, but this biblical approach to prayer has changed his soul.
外在的因素完全没有改变。不过大卫的祷告却改变了他自己的灵魂。
And now, having done that, having framed his mind properly, now, point number 3, he brings his request to God.
他做了这一件事情之后，就来到了第三点，大卫将他的请求带到神面前。
David really hasn't asked for anything up until this point.
来到这一点之前，大卫都还没有要求些什么。
He's described his trouble to God in the first four verses.
头四节他向神形容他的困难。
Actually, in the first two verses, I misspoke.
对不起，是头二节。
He's brought his troubles to God. He has brought God to his mind in verses 3 through 6, but nothing about his circumstances have changed, and he hasn't even asked for anything yet.
然后第三到第六节，大卫将神带到他自己的脑海里面，不过他也从来还没有要求到什么。
David has obviously taken his time in prayer.
我们很明显的看见大卫他是慢条斯理的在祷告。
And I want to say something really important here that's going to be convicting for all of us, including me.
我在这里要说一些非常重要的，是会影响到我们大家，包括我自己在内。
We are way too quick to use God as an instrument to change circumstances that we don't like.
我们常常很 焦急的希望神，或者是想要利用神来改变我们不喜欢的外在情况。
We hurry into prayer and say, God, change this, do that.
我们祷告就是神改变这个，做那个。
And do you understand that that is not the way that we're supposed to relate to God at all?
你明白到我们不应该这样跟神交通吗？
Do you understand that our busy lives, what we make our lives, how busy we allow our lives to get, is actually interfering with the way that we are supposed to be as a Christian?
你发现了吗？我们让自己的生命变成非常的忙碌，其实这一个会导致我们真正的基督徒生命会妨碍到这个生命。
You don't pray this way. You don't think this way. You don't react this way unless you are taking your time to work through a spiritual response to a spiritual problem.
你不会这样的去思想，你也不会这样的去反应，你也不会花时间去针对你的属灵问题，因为你们没有时间。
You see, the temptation is to want to take shortcuts and say, God, this is what I want. Let's just go right there.
我们有这个引诱，就是我们想要走捷径，我们想要来到神的面前，告诉神我要的就是这个，我们不要拐弯抹角。
But that's not the way that we're supposed to respond to our God, our Savior, and our Father.
不过我们对神的回应，对救主、对圣父的回应，不应该是如此。
We take time to think. We take time to meditate.And we describe things to God, and we praise Him, and we talk about Him to Him in an unhurried way that is reflective of the praise and the honor and the respect that we have for Him.
我们必须花时间来思想，而且必须花时间来默想。当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们应该向他诉说，而且形容非常多的事，尤其是告诉神关于他自己的事情。
Now David in verse 7 has composed his soul. He is no longer afraid.
现在大卫来到第七节的时候，他已经安定下来了，他不再害怕了。
And at this point he makes his request.
就是这个时候他才发出他的要求。
He's not speaking out of panic but out of peace.
他不是因着惊慌而讲，而是因着平安而讲。
And he says in verse 7, O arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked.
耶和华，求你起来，我的神啊，求你救我，因为你打了我一切仇敌的腮骨，敲碎了恶人的牙齿。
Notice how simple his request is. It's simply, Lord, save me.
你看见他的要求是何等的简单吗？他只不过说我的神啊，求你救我。
He doesn't tell God how to go about doing that. He simply makes the general request of trust and says, Lord, in light of my troubles, because you are my God, I ask you to save me, to deliver me, to help me.
你发现了吗？大卫没有教神一步一步的怎样去做，他只是很简单的叫神救我吧。
He requests help.Without telling God how he should do it.
他要求神帮助他，却没有教神如何去做。
Now in the context of David's prayer, you remember how God answered his prayer with the difficulties with Absalom?
你知不知道在这一个故事后来的演变，神如何就拯救大卫吗？
Absalom was riding on a donkey and got his neck stuck in an oak tree branch.And he died.
亚沙龙在骑着一匹驴子的时候，他的头的颈项卡在一棵树的中间，后来他死了。
David mourned his son, but returned to receive his throne back again.
大卫虽然是为他的儿子哀悼，可是他回到了自己的王位上。
And note the conclusion of this psalm and the expression of confidence that it makes.
这一篇诗的总结这里。表现了非常强的把握。
He says, "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people." Selah.
救恩属乎耶和华，愿你赐福给你的百姓。希拉。
Salvation here means more than simply the way that we often think about it theologically. He's talking about more than the forgiveness of sin. He's talking about deliverance from trials.
在这里提到的救恩，不是我们在神学上所讨论的那种救恩。这不只是提到了拯救我们，从我们的最终拯救我们，这个也提到了他如何的从困难中拯救我们。
And what David is expressing here is his understanding of divine providence.
这里大卫所表现的就是他明白了神的供应。
David says, God, I understand that you are in control of my circumstances.
大卫是在说，神，我明白你在我的情况当中有主权。
And if difficulty exists in my life, it's because you have brought it there. It is because you have brought them into my life.
如果我的生命当中有困难的话，神，我知道是你将这些困难带入我的生命。
And if I am to find my way out of this, it will be because you have given me deliverance.
如果我会在这些困难当中找到一条出路，是因为神你供应的。
And he ends his prayer by expanding his concern and his request for God's blessing, not just to himself, but to the whole entirety of God's people. Look at the end of verse 8.
当大卫的祷告来到终结的时候，他发表了他对神有完全绝对的把握，而且这个不只是他向神讲的，也是向神所有的人民讲的。
He says, your blessing be upon your people, not just me, upon all of your people.
大卫说，愿你赐福给你的百姓，不只是我而已，是你所有的人民。
So, do you know something about trials in your life?
所以你知道你生命里面的困难是什么吗？
Understand from this psalm how you are supposed to respond.
你要通过这一篇诗来明白你应该如何的应对。
We are meant to go and share our hearts with God.
我们应该去到神那里向他透露心声。
We are to do more than simply ask him to change the world around us.
不过我们不应该只是叫他改变我们的周围环境。
Our trials are designed to teach us to express our trust in God even when the circumstances don't change.
我们所面对的困难试炼其实是为了要教导我们要学习信靠。
And then when we ask for our help, we ask it in simple terms that affirms our confidence that God will answer in his time.
当我们要求神帮助我们的时候，我们只需要简单的说，因为我们有把握知道神在他自己的时间里面会处理这一切。
Brothers and sisters, will you trust him like that?
弟兄姐妹啊，你们会这样的信靠他吗？
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, as we think about the trials that brought us into the contemplation of this psalm,We lay them before you, and in the quietness of this moment, Father, collectively, we lay before you the anxieties and the sorrows and the heartaches that have plagued us over the past several days. And as we do that, Father, we affirm and we set those aside, as it were, and we affirm that you are our shield, you are our protector, you are the one who is faithful to your people.And we believe now that you will be faithful to us even in the midst of these sorrows that we have been feeling in the recent past. You are good to us. It could never be any other way than that you would deliver your people from their trials because you are a good and a faithful and a delivering God. And so, Father, with that in mind, from a position of confidence, not from a position of chaos, we ask you to help us.To deliver us, and we affirm our confidence that you will act and that you will respond with favor because you are a good God who is good to your people all of the time and without exception. And so, Father, with those things in mind, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.